My name is Jerry, and this is the Wild Eye Podcast. The Tutorial Trap. Hey everybody, my name is Jerry, I'm from Wild Eye, and this is something I think we need to talk about. Now, if you're listening to this, you're either into photography or travel, or both, but from a photography point of view, there's something happening that I think is stopping a lot of you from growing. Right? It's the tutorial trap. There's this thing where people are spending more time looking for tutorials and trying to learn things than actually doing the work. Right? So there's a couple of things here. If I look at what happens when we sit around the table at some of the photo safaris, especially if it's a big group, like in Kenya when we do the Masai Mara trips, there might be 12 guests, two facilitators. So you arrive and you're pretty solid in your photography. You're creating good images. You know what exposure compensation is, what the highlights, the blacks, you know how to sharpen. But as you sit there with your gin and you look around the table, as myself and Johan, for example, walk around and help people, you hear new things and suddenly you feel, oh shit, maybe I need to know that. And then it keeps going and you're like, oh man, maybe I need that software. And suddenly you start going in search of the perfect technique instead of just editing your images. Right? There's always this illusion with photographers on photo safaris that there should be a better or a faster or an easier way to do something. And what do? You then say, okay, please teach me that. And you end up with so much new information that it's literally crippling. It stops you. So we tend to get, and this is not just photography, this is life, but obviously I'm hedging this towards photography, right? But excessive tutorial watching. I mean, on YouTube, I asked AI a little while ago, how many tutorials are there for Lightroom, not even Photoshop and the other things, on YouTube? And it says, well, from what it can see, it must be more than 100,000. 100,000 tutorials, right? Now, for some reason, we just think we need something. Jerry brings out a course, for example, in Lightroom and says, here's my course for editing wildlife photos. Then Johan does the same. Then John and Joseph and whoever else releases this. At some stage, you need to have to stop watching tutorials and actually do the work, because tutorial watching is very close to sophisticated procrastination. You're one step away from being a professional tutorial watcher rather than actually editing your images, right? And the interesting paradox there is that the more you learn about Lightroom, about Photoshop, whatever, insert your plugin of choice, the more overwhelmed you feel. And when you then go on a trip, you suddenly have all of these different tools, but you don't know which one to use, right? The 80-20 rule, for example, which tools makes 80% of the difference, use that. The other ones you can play with when you have time, but it's not important. Because the tools you actually use versus the tools you think you need are two very different things. Not all of you need Nik filters, even though I talk about it. Not all of you need Topaz, even though Mike and myself have spoken about it. Not all of you need the techniques that the new Lightroom course by some guy who's been around for a while will teach you. Not all of you need that, right? Most, and this is important, right? If you have a pen, grab it. If you're standing, sit still. If you're walking, stand still for a moment. Most great edits come from basic adjustments done well. Most great edits come from basic adjustments done well. Right? That's it. Learn the basics. Do the basics. Know what works for you. Know the tools. Know what they can do for your images and go from there. Right? There's a reason why exotic techniques that you sometimes see on tutorials and that people try and use to sell courses, they're really saved for bad compositions or poor light. That's kind of when you pull them out to try and polish a turd, right? You're trying to make something out of a mess. But again, most great edits come from basic adjustments done well, right? Now, the unsexy truth around this whole thing is you just need to do the work. Great editing is often very repetitive and very methodical. You get stuck in and you do your thing. For the longest time, when we used to teach Lightroom to people getting into it, I had my routine. You start with blacks and whites and you jump to the top. You do highlight shadows. Then you go exposure, contrast if you need to. You jump down and you do X, Y, Z. Why? Because it taught people how to do the basic work, how to get stuck in that basic, repetitive, methodical thing. Right? The discipline of working through an entire shoot, not just the hero shots, is what you need. Instead of scrolling, click, 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 find this one and try and edit that. Just get into the process of doing the work. Right? For me, and this is interesting coming from me, because I've always liked to associate with a more creative side of the craft, even in post-processing, but there's this place in the time, and I don't think maybe I've communicated that well enough over the years. But another one, stop what you're doing, sit down if you're walking. No, sorry. Sit down if you're standing, stop if you're walking, and grab a pen. In post-processing, consistency matters more than creativity. That's when you'll start producing more images and more good images, right? You have to develop your own efficient workflow and stick to it. That's what makes this whole thing work, right? And I think on a photo safari, yes, some people want to learn. We actually had some people ask, can we do photo safaris where there's no teaching? Which is great. You just want a group of people to shoot with, which is amazing. I think it's a great idea. There's space for both. But you need to set boundaries for yourself that you know when is time to learn and when is time to edit. Because if you're home and you're just YouTubing something, then you try it. You YouTube something, then you try it. You're not consistent. You're not doing the basic adjustments. You're always trying to learn. Sometimes you need to stop learning and start editing. You need to build confidence in your current skill set. That's where you're going to unlock the magic. Right? And if you really want to talk creativity, the power of constraint is a huge thing. If you limit your tool sets that you give yourself access to, you're going to force creativity. You're going to have to look at it differently. Maybe I can push the shadows more because I don't have access to my mask, for example. But you have to do that. You're going to put constraints on your work. Instead of adding more tools to the toolbox, stop and try and actually use the things. Right? And I think it's important to know when you actually need to learn something new. And I think that's where, if you have trust in the people you travel with, in the trust in the voices you listen to, whether it's me, one of the wild eye guides, someone else, to say to you, listen, your work is stagnating a bit. Let's add a singular one, only one, new skill and see where it takes you. But if you just go on every single trip and you add new skills, new skills, new skills, or you expect to learn something on every single safari, I think you're missing the point. We also need to, number one, enjoy the process. And the enjoyment does come from that repetitive nature so that you actually produce good images. Some of you are trying too much. You need to calm the fuck down and slow down. Excuse the French, but it's a fact. You need to stop, right? Stop looking for new. Stop looking for shiny. Most great edits come from basic adjustments done well, right? So I would almost go, if you want to take a challenge, is I would say choose a number of images before you watch another tutorial. Say to yourself, right, John, I have to process at least 25 images done, saved in a folder, ready to be used somewhere before I'm allowed to watch another tutorial. Right? That's fine. You need to do these things to get better. Right? Your unique eye and composition and how you shoot and how you crop matters a lot more than the next best shiny thing. I've always mentioned, half jokingly, that if someone asks again, what must my shutter speed be or what must my aperture be after the 17th safari, they're not listening. But you know what I think it is? It's overwhelmed with everything. Instead of getting into the rhythm, and the same goes for photography itself with camera in hand, this whole thing, right? Most great images come from basic adjustments done well. Most great edits come from basic adjustments done well. Most great images come from basic photography techniques done well. So I'd love to hear from you, and I want you to be honest, right? Are you one of those people who always want a new technique? You get to a point and you process 15 images like, okay, now what else can I do with this? Well, maybe you don't have to. Maybe step away from the keyboard and don't do it. right? But when we get there, we download a new tutorial. We go in search of what tutorial can I buy now? What plugin can I add to this? What filter can I do to go more? Sometimes less is more. Sometimes less is more. So I'm going to say it one more time. Most great edits come from basic adjustments done well. I would love to hear your thoughts. Please get in touch. Jerry@wildeye.com and Jerry Fennevant on all the social media platforms. I look forward to hearing from you. Now, stay off YouTube, stay off new tutorials, and just go and edit some images. I'll chat to you in the next episode. Thanks for listening. My name is Jerry. I'm from Wild Eye.